This is a presentation of the Badlands Media Network.
Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful day in creation. I am coming to you live from beautiful Wellington, FLA, getting some Haitian and Jamaican culture. While I'm here, I had planned on being in Tampa, but changed my plans, and I'm glad I did. I'm having a good time in Southeast Florida. Today is April 24th, 2024, and this is episode 17.2 of the Ratligator Report. I am flying by the seat of my pants, however, trying to still make some arrangements on my setup and having to deal with some unexpected quirks, but you know how that goes. And give me just a second to see if I can. I'm trying to figure out why am I not bringing up your feed that you are getting. Let me just change the address up here the old school way, and see if it works. And it does. Okay. No, it doesn't. Son of a... I'm going to be hard-headed. Let me just come at it another way. There is the 24th. Good morning, Eurythmic. Good morning, T. Augustine. Good morning, Lisa. JCZ Inc. Good morning. I wanted to start off reading a piece from Dylan Loomis, who is a Tesla bull of sorts on YouTube and strong Christian. But he has a very interesting piece on another aspect of this war, the way I see this war, and how Elon fits within this war. You know what? I'm using a microphone. I guess y'all can hear me fine. The feed is good. Okay. But, you know, of course, I value I don't want to say I value sparring with Eurythmic. I'm so happy that Eurythmic is in the chat on a regular basis with a strong counter narrative of sorts to a component of my approach. I think we largely agree on many other things, but we definitely disagree on the Russia thing. And Eurythmic has a beautiful link in there. You know, I've been traveling. I'm just not able to follow the news, and I certainly am not able to get on Twitter Spaces and try and track all of this other kind of stuff. But let me say this about my man Elon. Elon has certain lanes in which he is outstanding. They are of the technological variety, of the born American in the mindset type of variety. And it's one of the reasons why I love him so much. And I defend him vigorously, even when I might disagree with X, Y, or Z, you know, whether that's about Tesla and how some of these engineers put some of this stuff together, how so many in their crowd seem to think Americans are going to allow a setup where we don't drive our cars. Software drives our cars. That shit ain't gonna happen. And you know, Elon doesn't appear to understand that. Many of the engineers absolutely don't seem to understand that. And many of them didn't grow up in this country, some of them. Many who did do in what I might call something of a beta male kind of philosophy. Because if you understand this country and the role of freedom and independence, you know damn well that shit is not gonna happen. We will kill a motherfucker before we let that become the law of the land. So, okay, fine. That is a preface into saying, yeah, I see that space. I see the senator talking about Vladimir Putin will not lose this war. Let me tell you something. He done already fucking lost this war. And hard-headed people don't get that. Hard-headed people refuse to give Sweden agency, and they put their understanding of Russia above Sweden's. They put it above Finland. They put it above Norway. They put it above Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, Poland. And they put it above Ukraine's. I would say to those motherfuckers, shut the fuck up. You don't understand this beast better than they do. The bastard has already lost. If I'm the only one believing that, that's well and good with me. I stand with those nations who know what the fuck Russia is. And we do not fear their nuclear weapons. You are free to do so and allow them and their 19th century mentality to scare you into being bullied. Fuck them and their nuclear weapons. All right? That's my position. That's my position. It will not budge. Period. Okay. Now, we're gonna keep coming back to this because I would like to address Eurythmic's valid point, his valid position. He speaks from he or she or they. I mean, I have a feeling Eurythmic is a joint, a husband, wife, but. I want to have that continuing dialogue because I've said we're in for a summer of correction. And if you see what these dumbasses, yes, inspired by Russia and the Iranians and the Chinese, you think whatever the hell you want. Look at what they are doing. In a repeat of that summer of 2020, they think that shit is going to carry the day, and it simply is not. And they think it's going to carry the day in part because they're so inspired by a nation state led by a leader, Vladimir Putin, who still has a 19th century mentality. And I've told you from the start, 19th century mentalities will not carry the day in the 21st century. Think whatever the hell you want. It's just not going to happen. So either you understand that or you don't. He has already lost. I'm comfortable in that position. And we'll see what the coming months show, and if necessary, what the coming years show. But remember, regions of responsibility and cooperation. And that is what NATO, as Donald Trump envisions it, is. That's what you got to remember. That is what you got to remember. Okay. Let me try and remember as I'm scrambling and without my run sheet and everything, how I'm going to do this on the fly. Supportive advertisers. Yeah, Mitchie Poo, I know. And I say to you with all the love that I can muster this morning, so did those horse and carriage buggy motherfuckers back at the turn of the century. It matters not. You keep on doing what you want to do. It matters not. There is a future rapidly coming. Rapidly. And my thing is, how do we walk down this technological road? I've said this before, you know, as a Christian, as a man of faith, this inevitable technological, we must walk down this road with these sapsuckers. We must. I think God Almighty would have us do that. And so as we walk down that road with them, we must remember who we are as Americans. And we must insist on a certain approach that may not be intuitive to them, but it is to us. And we have to back them up when they go marching down a road that veers too far away from freedom and independence. These tools must supplement our understanding of freedom and independence. And there is a way. I mean, that's one reason why I do love my Tesla, but I love driving. I'm using that Tesla in my way of thinking. I'm going to use that as a tool to benefit me, because I do believe this robo-taxi thing is going to come. A large portion of the population will rely on these damn taxis. And mofo like me, no sir, buddy. Freedom and independence matters to me. I will be driving my vehicle, and I damn well will demand that I have an ability to get off the fucking grid of control. And I don't think I'm going to be alone in that. So I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable that we will carry the day. Part of this summer of correction starts the march back down. Americans as a whole re-embracing who the hell we are, and not bowing down to the bullshit what these motherfuckers want us to think we should be ashamed of. These dumbasses protesting for Palestine. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. I'm not going to have it. And I know I don't stand alone on that. Okay. I have to, you know, my microphone just talked to me, the one that wouldn't connect. Anyway, let me know, Lisa, not boring, factual, not boring. let me pull up my run sheet. Just to make sure I remember correctly, I've been traveling so much. You know what? I guess I didn't talk about the event in Rotonda West. Say a quick. That's not right. I'm looking at. Looking at my instructions from Matt. and Jessica. By the way, Jessica on our little advertising team and everything was at the event in Rotonda West. Beautiful chick. I had a great conversation with her. And it's just one of those things about when we have these little get-togethers, I just can't emphasize enough, if y'all can find a way, there's a Florida Badlanders group that's having some little get-togethers. I think this is happening around the country. So wherever you are, you know, look to see if you can find a similar type group. And then, of course, try to make one of these conferences, the Great American Restoration Tour. I am definitely going to be out in Deadwood, South Dakota, right? In the Dakotas. And definitely will be in Myrtle Beach. So that'll be two opportunities for us to mix in. I'm so sorry that I missed Dallas and MAGA. Keys. I wanted to get up with that chick so bad. hopefully there will be another opportunity. Let me find the instructions that I think I've overlooked. And maybe I didn't. No, that is accurate. Okay, so I'm good to go. Let me do my first supportive advertiser.
Investigating covert CIA operations, investigating the CIA in general, is now off limits to the press, unless you have what Ted Turner called proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which when you're talking about covert operations, you're never going to find as a journalist.
Conspiracy theorists, kooks, crackpots.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
We don't engage in assassinations and kidnappings and things of that kind. As far as I know, we never have.
One third of my staff in this task force was covert action, was propagandists.
Honestly, Twitter or X now is really where I get like all my news.
The unholy alliance between the intelligence community, social media platforms, and legacy media outlets.
And we will have to summon the same capacity to adapt to new circumstances and to meet changing times while upholding timeless ideals.
Fake, disgusting news.
It's one of those pieces of what we've seen around January 6th that is pushed by people that want to suggest that this attack was something other than what it really was.
This is why so many people can't stand the mainstream media, and why there's a hardcore animosity towards the media that is pretty much commensurate equivalent to the animosity towards Congress.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax? This is where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yeah. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of rape.
We have an army of digital soldiers. This was irregular warfare at its finest.
Fuck you. War.
Now, that fits beautifully. We had a great time. I'm sure y'all have heard about the get-together in Rotonda West. I had never heard of Rotonda West. And Southwest Florida is probably the part of the state I have explored the least. So that was another reason why I wanted to get down to this event. And Punta Gorda is where I stayed, and driving around to get to this event had me saying, wow, they have really put this thing out in some community way off the path. But it was fascinating. Once I got there, the owner, one of the owners, there's a partnership, had a great conversation with him and a California couple who have fled the wokesters out there and enjoying the free state of Florida, but trying to bring a little bit of their sense of what entertainment, eatery, all this other kind of stuff. I thought it was, you know, Rabbit Hole was beautiful. And if you get down there, I highly, highly advise you to give them a try. Beautiful host, beautiful, welcoming host. I was very pleased. And it looked like everybody was. So, okay. I sent John in the aftermath. I got up and asked a question. If y'all watched it, you saw this. I'm not sure it quite came across the way I wanted, but Adam's title of his effort, Dauntless Dialogue, really intrigues me, you know, because I think it captures what we are as Americans, you know, what we must get back to, what we must normalize in terms of rebuking this bullshit where they just otherize people and think that's the end of the discussion. No, motherfucker, it says a lot about you, and it's not good what it says about you. We talk about things here, we hash stuff out, we argue, even among friends, okay? In terms of like this conversation, this ongoing conversation with Eurythmic about Russia, et cetera, or these ongoing conversations perhaps about the United States and Israel, you know, all of this money we're sending overseas, et cetera. These are real active discussions that cause a lot of concern in the country. So I said to John, I sent John a message, John and Kate, and I said, listen, I was asking if there was a way for us to get a transcript of Time of Deceit. And he has indicated yes. And so that pleases me greatly because that's going to allow the way I look at it, right? We've got this May 1st release coming. And I think y'all should be looking forward to us as content creators, as force multipliers, for the force multipliers that y'all are, right? That's the way I look at our effort. I want to try and take that production because I know for a fact many of the people in my circle are not going to watch a 90-minute presentation. Maybe a quick snapshot. I had a friend who shall remain nameless said, listen, I might give it 10 seconds. So you got to understand what we're up against. But I think that piece really allows for a tremendous number of snippets to be pulled out. And my thing to John was that it could be something of a challenge to us as a content creator community to individually on our own shows, you know, pull out snippets and frame them in the way that we want to frame them. And there may be a lot of duplication. To me, well and good, doesn't matter, but it might challenge us and our creativity to how can we take this beauty of a product. They really did do a good job, this beauty of a product, and magnify it in bite-sized chunks, you know, for an American audience that is a little bit ADHD, okay, a little bit impatient, don't really want to be bothered with all of this bullshit most of the time, but will take a nugget or three over an extended period that might add up to double-digit minutes and perhaps might even add up to them going back and watching the whole damn thing. All right, that's what I'm hoping. So we'll see how that works out and try and marry it up with that May 1st release where we can try and do something of a blitz to publicize it and get it out around the country as digital soldiers, right? And yeah. So that's a challenge. I'm gonna try and hopefully I can get that because hell, everybody's living their life. Hopefully I can get that transcript. Everybody can get that transcript if they want to embrace the idea. It wouldn't matter to me if I'm the only one who does it. That is A-okay with me. And then try and pull some of these things together in terms of snippets, you know. But we'll see. It might be that it just will have to be something of a text type discussion on my show rather than the video accompaniment. I don't know. All of this stuff is just fresh and bubbling, right? The way I look at it. But let me see if I can get this. I want to get this work product and put it in the chat. I tried to pull it up the other day, but again, I'm on the road and forgot where I put it. I didn't store it. And channel is electrified. Dylan Loomis is the creator of, oh man, he pulled it out. Okay, I was going to read this thing, but let me see. I'm going to put this in the chat and then I'm going to try and play it. Hopefully it will get across what I'm trying to get across. But wait a minute, he didn't pull out a nugget. He went to a place within his entire presentation. Let me see. This might still be sufficient. Started 15 minutes is what I want. God the Almighty, it's frustrating me. Not that that surprises y'all. They want to play these damn ads, and you know, I'm not signed into my account, and so I'm gonna try and present this screen so I can show y'all what the hell I'm talking about, and it's part of this war. And it's part of this war that a lot of people don't pay attention to, in my estimation. So I thought it would be interesting. So let me try and get this done, get rid of that background that I always forget, and just play this.
A stake to 25 or 30% will suffice to accomplish that goal. Plus, ordinarily, the turnout is much greater on the institutional side when it comes to voting because they have so much money at stake. In contrast to that, the turnout on the retail side historically is not that great. It is worth mentioning, although a lot of this was misleading, that one of Tesla's biggest individual shareholders, Leo Koguan, is planning to vote against Elon's comp plan. But if you do the math, his 27 million shares are only about 0.8% of Tesla's outstanding float. And I know it's anecdotal, but I'm telling you, I'm in the forums and the comments every day now, and I've been doing it for a couple of years. The sentiment now amongst the retail community is most certainly more anti-Elon than it was back in 2018. Now, this data from the Dow Jones indices is about 3 years old, but it's still going to prove the point. There was a record at that time, $5.4 trillion parked in funds that passively track the S&P 500. Then when we look at Tesla's weight in the S&P 500, of course, these numbers aren't currently accurate, but if we use 1%, it'll certainly get us in the neighborhood. 1% of $5.4 trillion is $54 billion. Now, if Glass Lewis and ISS are encouraging most of that $54 billion to vote against, that right there alone would effectively be on par with the same amount that Elon owns in Tesla. So again, I'm not trying to argue I think this is likely, but I do want to be on the record in saying if this is the beginning of the movement of Elon eventually leaving Tesla or being less involved, it will not be a good thing for Tesla stock. I just have to say, at this point, I have a very strong sense that there are many people that are not fully grasping the potential ramifications of this scenario. To everybody saying that the odds are very high that Tesla shareholders will approve Elon's comp plan, I thought it would be wise to share some counterpoints to the other side of the argument. I want to be clear, I'm not predicting I think the vote is going to fail. I'm just saying I think things are significant.
All right. Yeah, I kind of sort of got into it, but listen, here's what he's talking about. Ever since Elon engaged the battle, all right, to my way of thinking, on our behalf, okay, as the ultimate private sector force multiplier, many on the left wing who have bought into the bullshit of these wokesters have been working very hard to co-opt Elon and take control away from Elon. They couldn't do it with Twitter, and so they want to hurt him by doing it with Tesla, okay? And they're trying to do it through these institutional funds. Now, when you take a high level look at this, again, it comes back to me saying everything is integrated. These are the same people who pimped this ESG bullshit that allowed corporations to echo and magnify the impact of a policy that the country didn't agree with, made us slaves to diversity, equity, and inclusion bullshit. Those same mofos are the ones sitting here. This has been my thing all along about, listen, the CIA is not bad entirely. The FBI is not bad entirely. They have nodes of control that drive the train. And that's the genius of what they've done. It's part of the genius of the bullshit narrative that they put out, trying to convince you there are Nazis in Ukraine. Fuck no, there aren't. It's idiotic. But that's what they do. And then they rope you into walking down a road of narratives, talking about all kinds of stuff that ultimately becomes distractions. There probably aren't people in Sweden talking about Kazarians and Prussians, guarantee you, okay? But here we are talking about all of this stuff when it's pretty plain and simple to see what these people have done for decades and how they've done it. Not really that difficult. It's not really that difficult, but they know how to come in a freedom-loving country, an independence-loving country. It allows them to come in and do their thing, especially if they can get some nodes of control that amplify their narratives. And who doesn't know that they've got a lot of control over those levers that amplify? They give a false impression. That have bullshit protests at some Ivy League university as if that's the way the country thinks. No, it isn't. It's bullshit. And we have to recognize that and fight back against it. And, it's an ongoing conversation in our country, this little thing. How do we best represent ourselves on the global stage? And it is especially problematic if we give in to navel gazing. So when we talk about the intelligence community in this country, we have no clue contextually about the intelligence community worldwide. It's a poor conversation if all you're doing is talking about the intelligence community in this country. All right. The outset, it's a poor conversation if that's all you know. So, all right, let me look at my time. I've got plenty of time here. I need to get back to the chat and see how we're doing over here. He's good. Dina, good morning. Elon agrees with Senator Johnson and talks about his tech, and it isn't helping to stop the killing. Yeah, that's the nature of war. And you see, this isn't what Elon is good at. It's just what most people aren't good at. His tech, in large measure, is why Ukraine has been able to defend themselves against the bear. I've said on this show, his tech and Palantir, American technology is what has saved Ukraine. And the Russians know that. So the Russians have worked extremely hard to drive a wedge within American support. And again, I may be pulling this out of, thin air, but I do believe my theory is applicable here. Trump is doing something of a covert type action in the back at you bitches approach. His July 2017 speech in Warsaw tells you the real deal. We will fight to defend the West, and that means a West built upon Judeo-Christian principles. Much of Europe may have walked away from, but the United States of America has not. And in saying that and laying down that speech that drew so much left-wing ire at the time he made it, which tells you everything you should be paying attention to. Russia is not a part of the West. China's not a part of the West. We see them motherfuckers for who they are. We recognize what these motherfuckers are trying to do, okay? And we're gonna work hard to make sure the majority of America recognizes the same. That is a rock solid position I will not budge from. But okay. The Rotundo West. How do I dress enough? I met some great people that I had already met at GART, was very surprised, but happy to see them there. And had some good discussion. Somebody drove, my goodness, multiple states away. Of course, John flew in from GART. Stormy Joe, is great to see him. I feel like I'm missing something. Well, there was a guy from Jacksonville who lives in Polk County now. Had a great discussion with him. The name escapes me, but I'll definitely be following up with some of these Florida Badlanders. I got to see Brian Cates. I got to check in with Brian in Lakeland. But yeah, this summer of correction, I think I want to present, I put somewhere, this Ivy League, we've seen this play before. We've endured this 4 years of bullshit resulting from the stolen election. My hashtag that I think got me knocked off of Twitter, stop the steal, stop the fraud, still applies. There is no way in hell in my mind that we allow that kind of bullshit yet again. The only question is how. How do we stop it? And in my estimation, that is going to be this summer of correction. Now, I may be wrong. But I want to read. I'm going to present a post up here that kind of gets me in the direction I want to go in terms of discussion purposes. Let's see if I can find it. This morning, early, and it. Where the hell am I on the wrong? I just saw the damn thing. And it is going to be important that I read from it, because it captured, and maybe not from the position I would take. I mean, I just don't know. I saw it. Last Refuge reposted it. And Last Refuge definitely does not agree with me on some of my approach. Let me go find this. I know damn well. That's what I did. I brought it up in the wrong browser. Yeah, that's what I did. Okay, let me copy it. I absolutely want to read this today into the show. This is yet again an indication of me flying by the seat of my pants, and they put in all of these damn protective codes that you gotta enter before you can sign in, and it doesn't work on a live broadcast. What the hell? Canceling the show, given my change in travel plans. But yeah, here we are. And I just want to make sure I get this in. Let me present. It should be good to go. Laura Logan. Okay. And this is the post for those of you just listening on the podcast. She has important analysis for what the next few months may bring. The pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protests on our streets are the local manifestation of the Israeli-Hamas conflict, funded and orchestrated by the same damn people who paid for the Summer of Love protests slash riots after the death of George Floyd, not the murder of George Floyd, the death of George Floyd, with Antifa once again behind the scenes playing the role of agent provocateur. While we are distracted by arguments over the made-up term Islamophobia, does anyone else remember when DC Leaks published emails slash documents from Soros's Open Society Foundation instructing their staff on how to create this term and propagate it? I do. The docs were scrubbed from the internet a while ago. Maybe someone can find them. So while we get spun up over this distraction, what are we missing? Could it be how avian flu and swine flu have been studied for weaponization the same way COVID was? Are they preparing to unleash another pandemic? Perhaps our time would be better spent figuring out what preemptive treatments exist so we don't all get suckered again, or how to prepare for a possible manufactured banking crisis. Intel professionals today are watching for more train derailments like East Palestine, Ohio, more attacks on critical infrastructure like the Baltimore Bridge crash, and possible attacks on the power grid. What you can expect with a major shutdown of the grid or loss of power: one, when emergency generators run out of fuel, it takes 3 minutes for people on life support or without oxygen to start dying. Two, when people are without shelter, either in the cold or when there is intense heat like June and July, it takes about 3 hours for the elderly and most vulnerable to start dying from heat stroke. Three, after 3 days without any water, people start dying. Four, after 3 weeks without any food, people start dying. Without power, hospitals eventually start shutting down along with grocery stores. Around day three, riots typically start That's when your local grocery store becomes a target for raiding. It's a perfect scenario for emergency restrictions, delaying elections, pushing people into civil war, and calling on the UN to come into your country to protect your nuclear arsenal and repair critical infrastructure. This was all in response to a post from Bubble Bath Girl. Paul says Pula. Pro-Palestine students at Whitman College in Washington State just staged a mass walkout. Who is organizing and paying for all of this support for Hamas? That would be the array of motherfucking entities all lined up against we the people. That would include Russia. Yes. That would include China. Yes. That would include the WHO. Yes. That would include the City of London Incorporated. Yes. And that would definitely include many in the intelligence community and Wall Street who have partnered against we the people. This is all a bullshit play we've seen before. It's impossible for me to believe Team Trump isn't ready. Are you ready? It's got to be a joint effort. And we have to support these competent professionals who are engaging the battle on the front line. We have to be ready, really and truly ready, to support them and put down the bullshit narratives and focus on what's really important here. All right. Now, let me get to my next group of supportive advertisers. And that'd be starting off with one of our best force multipliers, Mike Lindell.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Next up, one of our serious efforts here at Badlands Media.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
All right. Oh, hell. I keep forgetting about the echo that I haven't figured out when I try to switch and I'm moving and grooving and I think I can just, anyway. I wonder if it's as we try and discern our way forward through this summer of correction that is hopefully coming, and these battles these people have engaged in the nonsense they forced us to endure. Do you see the multiplicity of teams and how they kind of dovetail together? Do you not see how Russia and Iran are in league together? How it is very probable. People talk stuff about Israel faking this October 7th and allowing it to happen. My theory is that crazy ass woke left-wing idiots in Israel tried to set up Bibi Netanyahu. That's what I think happened. And they got played for fools that they are by these Iranian and Hamas motherfuckers. That's what happened to me. And they tried to blame it all on Bibi Netanyahu. And of course, those people who are taking a strong stance against this Gaza nonsense, you know, this non-Palestinian state that they insist on us treating as a Palestinian state. To hell with that. It is a fuck around and find out era. And it's beginning. The find out phase is beginning, and it is going to be a long summer of finding out, in my estimation. And we'll see how that plays right into September and October and perhaps even November and what's going to happen. But as far as I'm concerned, I see them and I see them clearly. And I don't give a damn what narrative they spin. I don't give a damn who comes on my Twitter timeline and is posting some bullshit about NATO encroaching on Russia. And I say again, if you're talking that language, you are pimping, whether you know it or not, Russian propaganda. No nation encroaches on Russia when they petition to join a defense organization. And you are not smarter than Sweden. You are not. Stop it. It's one of the things that drives me crazy the most. I will not listen to that foolishness from an American sitting here talking Yang. Hush. From the comfort of your home. Hush. Just ridiculous to me. But regions of responsibility and cooperation are being set up. You can clearly see that all over the globe. And that's just not the additions to NATO, but it does include the additions to NATO. The AUKUS operation, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States is being supplemented with Japan. If you're not paying attention to that, you don't see what the hell is happening in terms of regions of responsibility and cooperation. And then, of course, the Abraham Accords. If you just paid attention to what the hell happened. Again, at the instigation of these Iranians, no doubt, planned in cooperation with the Russians, no doubt. This is how you do this foolishness. This is how you do it. Planned in cooperation with the globalists, no doubt. And one of the frustrating things to me is you have a good argument from some people who are frustrated with certain elements within Israel, accurately. Frustrated with certain elements in the Middle East, accurately. Yes, we were played for fools by the Saudi Arabians for years. That was the whole MBZ thing that MBS put a halt to. And all that Adnan Khashoggi shit, if you got somebody talking thing about Saudi Arabia killing a journalist, that mofu wasn't a journalist. He was an enemy combatant. That's what the hell he was. MBS put a halt to it. Good for him. This is not a time. Just there's a sports element to this too. If you're paying attention, and maybe we'll be able to talk about it Friday, where some of this stuff is going on, where they've tried to instill something of a beta male mentality in the United States of America when we are an alpha male. And we've got to fight back against that foolishness. Foolishness of a damn punk-ass quarterback painting his fucking fingernails and wearing a fucking dress. Beat his ass. You know, we just got to put a halt to this beta male foolishness that they've tried to instill in our country as something of a lead element. We have to reject it and rebuke it. Okay? I'm just saying. It's not just merely rejection. We have to rebuke it. So, let me get back to your chat as we get ready to close out a rambling show full of Lisa doing the boring. Johnny One Note, yes. Yes, I am Johnny One Note on this, and I shall remain so. That is not going to change. Let me see if I can. Elon agrees. Yeah. Multiple personality. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm not convincing. I know that. But I am content. You will be convinced. And one day you will say, that sapsucker told me. That damn JB told me. Yes, I did. You heard it here first. Wait a minute, Dina. You didn't meet MAGA Keys until you were checking out? Okay, when I get back to Jacksonville, we got to have us a sit down. I want to know, what is this mustard and ketchup Noel all about? I want to know. Good morning, Denise. Tennessee Patriot, good morning. Yeah, they're not Eurythmic. I was going to say something about this at the get together in Rotunda West, but they're not. They're not going to watch anything remotely close to 90 minutes. And we have to be smart and savvy, even amongst our, I'm on the wrong damn camera, even amongst our, areas of differentiation. And again, I love those areas of differentiation because we don't need to be group thinking, even as we push in one direction towards, making America great again and returning us back to normalcy. I like it. I'm hoping John and Kate and everybody embrace the idea because I think this group of content creators can really put out some tremendous product. Adam, and I asked the question, if y'all watched the live stream, I asked the question about, Ryan, our writer, the two of them individually or together could probably pull out tremendous snippets that would be really effective because we're trying to get to an audience that has never been more receptive to us, but we got to present it in a way that, again, back to the advertised mind, the book, The Advertised Mind, we've been trained on commercials. And it's a brief little period in which we've been trained to know how to accept some stuff. We got to embrace that. We got to embrace it big time. Good morning, Elise. Yeah, Elon is weird in a great kind of way to me, nerdacious as hell. And I love that. I love these people among us who are nerdacious as hell. Many in our community are like that. All right. I think I'm about to run out of time. All vehicles can be turned off. Yeah, it's one of the things about freedom and independence. We've got to think through. There are humongous technological challenges in our future, and we've got to keep a freedom and independence mindset as we approach regulation, as we pare back, hopefully through Schedule F, get rid of a lot of these clowns, and we do real thoughtful regulation that matters from a freedom and independence mindset. That's going to be our challenge. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's 9 o'clock. Check out the rest of the network, please. I will try and get with you on Friday morning from God knows where. Okay. But one thing you can bet your bottom dollar, I'm going to be ready to have at it and engage in some back and forth, good natured, but strong opinion. That's just the way it is. And that's always the way it's going to be. Later, Gators.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free? Become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.